With Congress still debating health care this week, local residents gather in front of Senator Bill Nelson's staff offices throughout the state today to deliver a letter asking the senator to consider a public health insurance option. In Tampa, that meant lobbying in front of the federal building on Florida Avenue, just north of downtown, where approximately 100 people demonstrated with signs and banners. Lisa Montaglione addressed the crowd early in the protest.
Now they're going to wait until they come back, but that gives us more time. That gives us more time to go out and canvass, to go out and talk to our fellow Americans, to dispel all of the rumors, to dispel all of the myths, and come back with facts. We've all seen on TV the ads that have been running lately, and I don't know about you, but not very many of them are telling the truth.
Dolores Padler stood underneath a large white umbrella blocking the intense afternoon sun.
He needs our help. Because if special interests want to take over, and they will just want to do business. They are greedy people.
Roberta is a new Florida transplant, having just moved from Michigan a few weeks ago. She says she simply is hoping that more people get coverage under a new health care bill.
People are dying because they don't have health insurance, and that's a shame in such a wealthy country as ours.
South Tampa resident Jane Gibbons is a registered nurse and a strong supporter of Barack Obama. She responded to the question as to why she thinks the president's poll numbers have shrunk in recent weeks when it comes to his handling of the health care issue.
I think that people are a little concerned about the cost, but once they realize that the economy is being crippled by the cost of health care, people are going to be on the side of change.
When asked if she would have suggested something to President Obama that he didn't say in his primetime news conference Wednesday night, Gibbons replied,
"Wake up, America. We all need to talk to our representatives and let them know how we feel. The majority of Americans need health care reform, and they need to be heard from."
Jeannie Holton is a longtime WMNF programmer who says today marks a year since she was laid off by the St. Petersburg Times. She said that the new subsidy for COBRA premiums that was included in the federal stimulus bill has already helped her tremendously.
And I have lupus, which is a pre-existing condition, of course. So if I let my health care lapse, then I won't be able to get health care from any insurance company at any cost. So it's a real problem. And fortunately for me, I got wind that Obama would help supplement the COBRA, and it made it affordable for me, so I was able to get health care. Now, this is only going to last until April, and my COBRA will run out. If they don't do something on health care, I won't have any insurance after April.
Although many in the crowd expressed some disappointment that the Senate will not vote on a health care bill before the August congressional recess, local activist Kathy James said the month that members of Congress will be in their home districts should be viewed as an opportunity.
You know, I think anything that we do is so big that it is overwhelming. But I think that if our legislators have town hall meetings and listen to the people, then I think that we will get a better product. If they all go on vacation for a month and don't visit with their constituents, then I think that we could be in trouble and have a bad bill. But I think it's very incumbent upon everybody to participate in rallies like this to make sure that they write their congressman, that they call their congressman, that they email, let them know about their personal stories. That's so important.
Stacey Sachs from Clearwater admitted that she's unhappy that there won't be a congressional vote in the next few weeks. She admits that the legislation being proposed can be confusing, but says there's a simple way to sell it to the American public.
The largest statistic is look at what everyone was paying for the health care premiums 9 years ago. They've tripled. They've absolutely tripled. And if we continue on this path 5 years from now, it's a dangerous, dangerous path. I'm really encouraging a public option. Those that are there happy with their health care, keep it. Pay for it. That's fine. It's just going to make the market more competitive.
The demonstration was led by the Obama for America group, and similar rallies were held throughout Florida. Unlike recent rallies in Tampa held in front of Senator Nelson's office, this event was not taken over by critics of any health care makeover. Just a handful of opponents stood across the street from the federal building on Thursday, including this elderly woman.
We have the best health care in the world, but we do need to fine-tune it. Yes, we do. We need to make access, the paperwork. One of the biggest things, if you visit an emergency room, you will see illegal aliens. Oops, excuse me. They are not citizens. But under this, guess what? Everyone who is an illegal immigrant is covered under it. And guess who pays, my friend? You and me, because They are not taxed.